Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
What is going on? Graham still away on his holidays. Filling in for him is Mr. Nick K. Nick, I just want myself and the listener to learn a little bit more about you, because they hear a voice here and they think, I'm not that familiar with this guy. I don't know him too well. So very quickly, I'm going to ask you a few quick round questions.
I don't know if I'm going
to just
answer.
To get to know you a bit more.
I'm feeling a little blue.
Why are you feeling blue?
You just really upset me a minute ago.
Sorry, what did I do?
I did choose the news, and
yeah.
I was really excited to do it.
No, it's great fun.
No, but I've been putting so much work into it because I know how important it is to the show and to Graham.
Of course, yeah,
to you. And you've really made me feel like I didn't do a good Choose the News.
No, you did great Choose the News. You even impersonated a woman called Wendy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that great.
Why are you feeding blue, man?
Just because I feel like you...
You should have done more.
...led me down the garden path.
I didn't let you down.
...spanked me with a 2x4.
Two-by-five. There's real wood chat in today's show
you
with
love
your floorboards.
Excuse me?
Okay, so that's the first thing we've learned from you. You like wood.
Love wood.
I want to hear about you being the manager of a nightclub.
Why do you want to hear about that?
Very cool.
Yeah, I was 19, I think, I got a job in a nightclub as a bartender. And then the supervisor left. So the manager left. So the manager became a supervisor. They needed a supervisor. So I became the bar supervisor.
What was the name of the nightclub?
Melba's on the Gold Coast. Cavill Avenue, baby.
And is it fair that when you were a young boy, you used to have a lot of chains, necklaces, and you drove fast cars?
Do you know what a WOG is?
No.
In Australia, a WOG is Western Oriental Gentleman. So... I'm a Greek person. My family are from Greece. So we would be classed as WOGs. And that's a real ethnic group in society in Australia. And
is so it a compliment?
It is nowadays. Less of a compliment, more of a title. In my dad's day, it was more of an insult. It was like you call someone a WOG, it's like, oh my God, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, you know.
I feel like I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
There
I think
go.
Peter's in Dundrum today.
Oh.
And what's a bush pig?
Bush pig is it's a derogatory term used to describe a woman who is not presenting herself well. Why are you asking about bush pigs?
No, I'm just learning.
Okay,
you're a real teacher. You're a father.
Is this doing anything for the listeners of the podcast? Really? Are they kind of like just get to the meat and veg and gravy and potatoes?
No, the meat is trying to get to know you.
Okay,
a bit
ask
more.
Me another question. Go on.
What age were you when you got your first tattoo?
I was maybe 21 or 2.
What was your wedding song?
It was by Lifehouse. It was a song called Everything.
What were you going to name a girl if you had one?
Oh, good question, because you know the answer to this. Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Actually, we went, and I haven't, we're not, if we had another girl now, I wouldn't name her Kaylee, because we have another name picked, so I'm not going to say what that is.
Do you have another boy name?
No, boy names we really struggled with. Man, this is, I feel like I'm a celebrity on the Late Late Show being
can
interviewed.
You sing the Australian National Anthem?
Yes, I can.
Do it.
No, I can't.
Do you actually know it?
Oh, yeah, I can, yeah.
Can you teach us some Greek?
What do you want to know? Give me a sentence.
Hello, my name is Nick. I have a boy called Noah, and I like to drive fast cars because I'm a wog.
This microphone is broken.
Okay, Nick, do it.
No, look, people aren't interested. Let's go into the show. What's coming up on today's show?
Emery Blue now.
There's a great Choose the News about a guy stuck up a telephone pole after he tried to base jump.
We speak about animals in unexpected places. I also deliver a history lesson.
Which, just quickly, this is really funny. Nathan was trying to hide a packet of digestives so I didn't cop onto what he was doing.
I rolled it across the floor.
I thought there was a live chicken in the studio.
Why did you think it was a chicken?
When you roll the biscuits across the floor, it was like fluff, 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 and it was like
the,
a chicken.
The fluttering of the wings.
And you started chasing it. I was like,
yes.
Good Lord.
What would you have done if I just...
And then when it was at digestives, you played massive fart sound effects.
Okay, what would your expression or your reaction be like if I just brought in a live turkey?
I would have loved for there to be a live chicken or turkey in the studio this morning.
What would you
do? There was a radio station in the UK had a pig in the studio yesterday.
Brilliant.
Massive. I'll find
Amazing.
It. Keep talking now. We'll play it to you.
A humongous pig.
Okay.
Are you a fan of pigs?
I love pigs.
What's your favourite pig?
Bush pig. Were you hoping for that answer? Oh, there we go. We went full circle. That's how radio works, ladies and gentlemen. Callum, you're finding Bush Pig here. Yeah. We want to get to the podcast.
No, we don't.
Okay. What else is coming up today?
Good kind of get it wrong.
Where's Graham back? I will say I'm struggling with the early mornings.
Are you?
Noah is keeping me up late, which we touch on in the podcast as well.
Are you enjoying the early starts?
Do you know what? Once you're up, it's not
so
bad.
You have your cold brews.
Yeah, I am bringing my cold brew into work. Here we go.
What? Yeah, go on.
The Chris Moyles breakfast show. Is that what we're looking at here? Radio X in London.
So, I need to explain for people that aren't seeing this what has just happened. I've just eaten a load of sausages and some bacon. My mum has just turned up holding a squash racket. I'll ask you about that later.
That's a big pig.
Yeah, I can see the pig.
Has bought in, no word of a lie, our house pig from down in Surrey.
He has a house pig.
Yeah, maybe get the chocolate cake away. I am currently...
Do you like a house pig?
I would love a potbelly pig for a pet.
Your favourite film is Babe, or is it 50 Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Babe. Have a good day, everyone. Here's the podcast. Hang on, I can't find it. Ah, here we go.
Here we go.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Nick, you're sounding great, but you look dreadful.
Man, I said to you, it doesn't matter because we're on radio. As long as I sound on point, that's all that matters.
Yeah, but it's putting me off because you have such big bags underneath your eyes and they're very bloodshot. Did you sleep at all last night?
Oh, last night was a tough one. For those that don't know, I have a newborn baby. When I say newborn baby, I actually mean he's just gone one in September.
Oh, happy birthday, baby Noah.
Thanks very much. But we're going through a bit of a period at the moment. I think he's teething.
Yeah. Does he have one big front tooth?
Two big bottom teeth at the bottom. The rest, I think his fangs are coming down.
Fangs?
That's what Nanny said yesterday. The fangs are coming down. And because of that, he's getting a fever and his nose is blocked. And he really is not sleeping through the night.
Your nose sounds blocked as well.
It's contagious. So Caroline and I, we try so many different things. Like, last night, every night's a new thing. Like, what can we do? So we added the Vicks. It's like a plug in the wall.
And
blue light, and it lets off a scented thing that's supposed to help them breathe.
Did you also go old school with the Vicks? Just rub it on the chest?
Bathed him in it. Like, just covered him in it.
I don't know if that's good.
And then, do you know what else as well? I was like, I said to Caroline, I was like, when I've got a blocked nose, I prop myself up on a few pillows. Helps me to breathe.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't we prop his cot up? Because we've been putting some pillows under the mattress, but that's not comfortable for him. No. Doesn't like that. So I went out to the shed. I got some old, unused floorboards.
Beautiful, dusty things.
Yeah, I didn't check them for spiders or anything. Look, that's for another time. Brought them upstairs into his bedroom, and I'm there. Like, I lifted the cot up and put them underneath, right? So his cot's now propped up on an angle. So yeah. I'm like, this is going to be great. He's going to sleep perfectly. And so we went to bed. He's fast asleep. And it's almost like he knows when I'm going to sleep. Because that was at like 7:30. So then like 10 o'clock rolls around. I'm finished watching Netflix. Turn off the TV. Roll over. Okay, good night. And here we go. Right. Literally close my eyes.
Right. Oh my God, is there a turkey in your house?
Yeah, so I went downstairs and kicked the turkey. No.
So I got my gun and I started running down the stairs after the turkey.
No, but see, at that point, then he's awake again, right? And so I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do, right?
So more blocks of wood.
You need more blocks of wood. So we're doing this other thing. And I don't want to go on too long about it, but we're trying self-soothing. For those that don't know, if you're parents, you know what self-soothing is. You have to try and let the kid cry for a bit so he learns that, he can make himself feel better. You don't
My
always have to.
My mom never did that on me.
That's why you still wake up crying. And so 10 minutes goes by and I'm like, I can't listen. This is killing me. I said to Caroline, I have to go get him. She's like, no, you have to let him go. She's such a great mother because she's enduring this. And I'm making it more difficult for her.
Yeah.
I'm adding to the pressure. Anyway, long story short, he was up for most of the night, so...
So hence why you look like a bin bag.
That's why I look fantastic, isn't it? So it's going to be a great show. Anyway, hopefully Noah has a great nap today. And
this is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I got a text message from a friend saying that I'm losing my Australian accent. I'm certainly Irish.
Are you happy with that?
No, not at all. That's what defines me.
Look, Nick, you may not know, but... I wanted to be a teacher in another life, so I have my tin whistle out and I'm going to give you a history lesson. Are you ready?
I'm looking forward to this.
Seatbelts. Seatbelts. What do you know about seatbelts?
Put them on in the car, keep you safe.
Did you know that Ford introduced seatbelts in 1956, but it proved to be a PR disaster because people were thinking, oh, I don't want to buy that car if I have to wear seatbelts. What's wrong with the car?
So they weren't always like a necessity in a car?
No, they just made an optional extra. Oh, if you want them, you can have them. And people were thinking, why do we need seatbelts? Is this car unsafe?
Good on you, Ford.
Well, in 1971, every manufacturer had to include seatbelts in the car. Are you enjoying the music?
I am, yeah.
I feel like I'm outside Juliet's house and I'm going to be shot with a bow and arrow.
Are you Romeo?
Yes, I am. Okay. Supermarkets. What's your favourite supermarket? What does it rhyme with?
Oh, Freshco.
Did you say fresh goat?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, shopping for food dates back centuries, but the modern supermarket is just a century old. In 1916, listen to this, American entrepreneur Clarence Saunders opened his first Wiggly Piggly.
Was that the name of it?
Yes.
Was he from England, was he?
No.
That sounds like something Callum would call his supermarket.
Come into my Wiggly Piggly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the last
one. Not going anywhere near your Wiggly Piggly.
Never again.
Stay back, Callum. Creep. Sorry. Go on.
And biscuits. What's your favourite biscuit?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't pick one. There's so many there.
The digestive biscuit was the very first biscuit the human ate.
Why are you laughing?
Maybe the person bought it in the Wiggly Piggly.
Yeah.
But do you know where the name comes from?
The digestive?
Yes.
No. Well, I imagine it's to aid digestion.
Oh, yes, no. It actually helps flatulence. So I have a biscuit here, and I'd like you to just munch on it.
You want me to take it?
Because I know you have problems. Goodness gracious! Nick! Nick, what was that?
I'm not in control of that.
Oh, my Lord!
Stop, I'm turning that down.
Goodness gracious, that was loud.
Are you kidding me?
I think I've gone deaf.
Are you kidding me?
I think we need to play a song.
No, you need to keep talking because I'm One more time for everybody.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
I see your back, partner.
Oh, I like to hang around this neck of the woods.
It's the showbiz shootout.
Who are you talking to, brother?
Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather and they each have a showbiz news story.
Don't you try to hold my hand until after.
You go first today, will you?
At the end, they decide which one is better. I'll begin.
Yeah, go on.
Gemma Collins says she's always smiling because she's so rich. She's admitted having a lot of cash has helped keep her smiling even when she's going through heartbreak because she's not with her on and off boyfriend Arge at the moment.
I'd like to just think about for a second how that plays out in her head, right? Imagine she's going about her day-to-day life, just her day-to-day business, walking down the street to the shop to get a loaf of bread. And she's just got a big smile on her face.
Someone she has said, so much money in the bank.
What are you smiling about? I'm just thinking about how much money I have.
I remember I read a great quote. I think it was from Carrie Bradshaw out of Sex and the City. Said, money doesn't make you happy, but I sure wouldn't mind crying in the back of a Porsche.
Yeah, I've heard stuff like that before.
You know that?
Yeah.
But her fame has really risen since 2010. She's appeared on a lot of television shows. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Celebrity Big Brother. This is when she had a bit of a meltdown on Big Brother.
I have. This is very expensive hair. It's frazzled because you've only got straighteners in here. You haven't got heated rollers. So you better pay. You can pay for me to have a new set of extensions. Straighteners are what weirdos use on their hair.
You use straighteners you have God in another life, her. Haven't you?
There was a time in my teens when having a mullet was cool back in Australia and I used to straighten the mullet.
You're a weirdo. What's your story?
Okay. So you might remember back at the start of September. This is actually quite a nice story of redemption. Back at the start of September, Kevin Hart, do you remember he was in a major car accident?
Oh, yeah. He hurt his back.
It was actually a really, really bad car accident. There was two other people in the car. It was so bad The three of them had to be cut from the car. It wasn't actually clear if Kevin would ever actually walk again. But it's been almost 2 months since the accident, and he has broken his silence. He posted something on his Facebook page overnight, and if you haven't seen the video, it's incredibly powerful. Oh. It's really inspiring. Here's a little bit from the video.
Basically, what you realize is that you're not in control. And at the end of the day, it can all be over, man. You know, when God talks, you gotta listen, because some of the craziest things that happen to you end up being the things that you needed most. And in this case, I honestly feel like God basically told me to sit down. But after my accident, I see life from a whole new perspective. My appreciation for life is through the roof. So don't take today for granted, because tomorrow's not promised. I'm thankful for simply still being here.
Wow.
Oh, thank you so much. What a story.
I think, as a huge fan of Kevin Hart, it's just great to hear he's doing better. And in the video, you see him getting better over time, and can't wait to see him back on the scene.
Deep, beautiful story, but I think we all agree that Gemma Collins was the better story.
We're going to the sheriff, will we?
Sheriff.
Kevin Hart.
Thank you.
Come on.
It'd be
brown envelopes in the studio.
Cold-hearted not to give it to Kevin Hart anyway.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
The score to beat at the moment is a nice 13. That was scored by Anne-Marie yesterday, but let's cross over. Renata, how are you getting on?
Hi, how are you? Doing good, thank you.
Renata, what a beautiful name. Where does it come from?
Hungary.
Oh, Nick, have you ever been to Hungary before?
I haven't, but I will say I am hungry currently.
Oh, lovely.
So there's a nice link for you.
No, that's an old joke, lad.
No, I'm original. That's the first time that joke's been made.
That's a boring joke, Nick, please. Renata, how long have you been in Ireland for?
Over 12 years now.
Oh, lovely. And what do you do?
Yeah, I work as a HR coordinator for a company.
Oh, lovely. Ooh, lovely,
okay.
Lovely.
So do you want to play Gotta Get It Wrong this morning?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's how the rules work. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got 60 seconds to get as many questions wrong as you possibly can. No repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And if you take too long, I will buzz you out. I have been told that I am trigger happy with the buzzer, so you may get a little bit
of
leeway.
Didn't your wife give out to you yesterday?
A little bit of feedback for me when I came home last night from work. She was like, just relax on the old buzzer.
Yes, I heard you yesterday and I was like, that poor girl didn't even get a chance.
So,
all right.
Nick.
Okay, everybody
gang
up on
behave yourself,
it.
Would you?
All right, are we ready, Renata?
Yes, let's go.
I get you to count me down from three whenever you're ready.
One, two, three, go.
How do you spell eyelash?
Invite.
What rhymes with cash?
Food.
What currency do they use in England?
Foreign.
What currency do they use in China?
Euro.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Wee.
Potato.
Do your best Donald Duck impression.
Hiya.
Do your best Dustin the Turkey impression.
How do you do?
What's 76 minus 8?
2.
14 plus 29 is 35. True or false?
2.
What's the capital of Belarus?
Budapest.
Sing a song that you sing on someone's birthday.
Hello, my love.
Name an orange vegetable. Who is Miley Cyrus dating?
Nathan.
Who is Cody Simpson dating? Oh!
That was good.
Justin.
Oh,
okay.
Renata, how did I go with the buzzer? Do you think I was too early on the last one there?
No, I think you were really good. Thank you.
Jeez, Renata knows how to butter your bread.
She does.
Lovely. Renata, you came on this morning. You were so friendly. You were excitable.
Mm.
You were mentally strong. You reminded me of someone.
Uh-oh. Who is that?
You reminded me of a very, very young Kermit the Frog.
Oh, Nathan.
Oh. Now,
what's going on?
Renata, can I let you in on a secret here?
What's going on here?
People like to say Nathan sounds like Kermit the Frog, so I think what he's doing here is trying to push that off to somebody else so the stigma doesn't attach to him.
Okay, yeah. I get that.
I'm sorry, Renata.
Okay.
I'm sorry about
okay,
that.
Great.
Came on and you got 12.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, Marie got 13, but you know what? You're a great competitor.
Great sport.
Thank you so much. Thank
Never
you.
Change, Renata, please.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Renata.
Guys.
You too.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Nick, worthy replacement. Graham is currently away at the moment. Thank you again for sitting in front of me and pressing the buttons.
We've said it before.
They don't trust me.
No, you need someone who just comes and pushes buttons so that you can just talk.
Thank you so much.
No
problem. Let me talk. On Friday's show, Graham was panicking because, yes, he was going away on his holidays. He was flying out on Sunday, but then he realized, oh my God, I'm going to be up in the air when Liverpool play against Spurs. He's a massive Liverpool fan. He doesn't miss any game, and he was thinking, what am I going to do? I know. We were all shocked. He started thinking about the Wi-Fi.
I mean, it got to the point where he was so shocked that he hijacked the show, used his power of broadcasting for evil, and really was just asking listeners to help him out.
Well, I couldn't help him out because I've never used Wi-Fi on a flight before.
No.
I was trying to think, God, I can't even believe that there is Wi-Fi on the flight. You're so high up in the sky.
So what did he want to know? What was the question he put out?
So he was just asking, how much is Wi-Fi and will it work for him to stream the football match? You got in touch. Anna said this.
Hi, guys. I've flown with the Norwegian recently and they had the free Wi-Fi. It worked for me. No problem. So I'm sure if you pay €12 for 2 hours, it's definitely going to work for you.
But I remember Graham's issue was, sure, the Wi-Fi, but is it strong enough to stream a live game? That was
because
his concern.
Because he had Now TV. Big shout out to the folk at Now TV.
Yeah, absolutely. So Graham has actually hit us up yesterday. This voicemail came through. He's given us the full update on how he got on.
Yeah, because we've all had sleepless nights wondering how he got on.
Do we want it?
Let's do it.
Morning, boys. I thought I'd give you an update on how the plane Wi-Fi scenario went, because I'm sure people probably couldn't enjoy their bank holiday weekends worrying whether or not I paid for the Wi-Fi and if it would work or not. Well, in an interesting turn of events, the game was actually on the exact same time as my layover, so I didn't have to spend the €12 on the Wi-Fi, thankfully, and Liverpool won, which is great. So I'd just like to, first of all, apologise for wasting everyone's time on Friday morning.
Good on him. He apologised and he got to watch the match.
Really wasn't expecting that. That was fantastic.
People can go on with their lives now, right?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Producer Callum told us quite the shocking story the other day. He went in for a chicken fillet roll and there was a pigeon.
Nothing unusual about that.
Flying around the store.
Now that's unusual.
That is unusual. You don't expect a pigeon to be inside the store. You expect the pigeon to be outside the store.
It's kind of concerning as well. I don't like seeing animals in unexpected places because you worry for their, like, they're obviously distressed.
Oh, yeah.
This pigeon was flying, Callum was saying, he was flying around, trying to get out, couldn't get out. Concerning for a lot of people because the pigeon was flying over the deli counter.
Imagine if the pigeon actually got inside the deli and was just perched upright. And then customer is there thinking, oh, wedges, will I go for a jambon? Oh, there's a live pigeon just sat there.
Or it started making Callum's chicken fillet roll.
Yeah, sorry.
It asked him, butter and mayo?
Yeah, the pigeon, sorry, I'm late. I slept in on the job.
Put his hat on. Chili or plain.
But it seemed like it was real havoc in the store. People were shouting, going, oh, God.
Yeah, the last thing you wanted to do as well is drop trow over the deli area too, because that could be bad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking animals in unexpected places. Oh. 087 711 1038. Let us know. Get in touch with us. When have you seen an animal where it shouldn't have been.
Must happen all the time. Nick, look, you've lived a fruitful life. You're from Australia. I'm sure you've encountered some strange animals in weird places.
I'll never forget the time me and my friend went back to his house in Darwin, which is at the top of Australia. So if you don't know Darwin, it's a tropical climate, has a lot of crocodiles. He was out in the suburbs, some 30 kilometres from the beaches, right? But there's like riverlands that run through. And we walked into his house and went out the back. There was a full-blown crocodile in his swimming pool. It had come up the
river. Just
rivers.
In a little bikini.
Sunbaking. Would you bring us a drink?
Doing a backstroke.
Yeah. Another time, actually, I was a bit younger, a teenager, going to school, went into the garage with mum to hop in the car. There was a 12-foot python sprawled out across the garage floor.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is terrifying. What did you do?
Hopped in the car and went to school.
He drove us to school. Quite the driver.
We got a text from Sian. She sent us a picture of a snake she saw in Cairns. Oh. And this came in from Darren.
Lads, there was some chap walking around with a horse in Tesco in Finglas.
I actually remember that. Brilliant. That's my local Tesco as well. So that was great times. Animals in unexpected places.
Nikki says, hey guys, I once saw a pigeon, once again, in a sunbed shop. It flew in and just sat on top of the machine.
One out of ten.
Yeah. Be an old bronze pigeon.
A lot of pigeons doing things that they
They're
shouldn't
bored.
Be doing.
There's so many out there.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Monica, tell us, what was your story? How are you?
Well, I was driving into work yesterday. I was heading up to Dublin. And there was a lamb in the grass in the middle bit to separate traffic.
Oh,
and
God.
The poor thing looked so scared.
Oh.
So this is a recent one. This is only yesterday.
This was only yesterday, yes. And I wasn't sure if I should call somebody or not.
And where were you coming from?
I was coming from Arklow.
And was the lamb just by itself?
Yeah, it was just eating grass. But then cars were coming and we got a bit scared and we started running around.
Maybe it had tried to cross the road earlier with its family, but the rest carried on and it was just distracted by how tasty the grass was. Stayed in the middle. Couldn't carry
yeah,
on.
Maybe he'd seen a nice bit of grass and he's like, oh, I'll eat that.
So what did you do?
I just kept on driving, unfortunately, but it's still on my mind and I'm really worried about it.
Did you dream about it last night?
I dream about sheep last night, yeah.
I bet you counted a few to get to sleep.
Yeah.
Dee, tell us your story.
Okay, so family, I'm from Africa.
Okay.
So we always go out fishing to different lakes and that. We went out one time and my grandfather fell asleep at the bank of a river.
Yeah.
He woke up, snake in his pants.
Oh, no, a snake in his pants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it had crawled up the leg of his pants.
Oh.
And we all couldn't understand why he was so quiet. He couldn't talk. And we got in the car. We drove all the way back from the game reserve back to our town. And he was just holding his pants. And we couldn't understand what was going on. When he got out of the car, he just stamped his leg. But at that stage, the poor snake was dazed, so it didn't bite him.
Oh, my God.
It crawled off.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
It's hot and spicy right now because we have a hot prize for you, calling all gamers. The Insomnia Gaming Festival, coming to the RDS on the 9th and 10th of November. It is Ireland's largest gaming and esports event, and we have weekend passes up for grabs every morning this week.
VIP weekend passes, I will add. All you got to do is guess our retro game theme. Going to play it for you. If you know what it is, text GAME and your details to 0877 11 1038.
Let's hear it.
Today's one is...
difficult, isn't it?
I'm going to say it's... Yesterday was Mario.
Yeah.
Cinch. Everyone got it. This, I think we might have people struggle a little, but if you're a gamer, you'll know it.
I do like it.
I wouldn't have got it.
I wouldn't get that. We should say it isn't a remixed version of Mario. It's a different game. Do you know what it is to win these weekend passes? Rachel, you'd like these passes.
Yeah, my son would love them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Well, Nick, will you sell it a little
bit? Okay, Rachel, are you a gamer yourself? Probably not by the sound of things.
No, I used to be a couple of years ago.
Great.
Oh, what did you used to play?
Well, well, like Super Mario and all Mario Kart.
I hear you, sister.
A bit of Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. Did you have the headset on and were you like, you are going down?
No, my two kids are constantly on them, shouting around the room.
So they would be into this Insomnia Gaming Festival then?
Yes.
That's good. Okay, so who was it that knew the answer to today's...
Me. I'm in the car on my own going to work. Well, and I was like, that's Tetris.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is
after
it.
After I sent it in, then I actually had to YouTube it to double check.
Very good.
Fair play to you. How did you know it was Tetris?
Because I used to play it years ago when I was about 8 with my dad.
Lovely. Well, actually, this morning's was a lot harder. I'm going to bring producer Callum in real quick. Some of the other answers we got, Callum.
We had Pac-Man, Zelda, other things like that. Mario Kart was one, but no, definitely Tetris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you've won the tickets. Congratulations.
Brilliant.
Rachel, have a great time, okay?
Thanks so much.
See
ya. Thank you.
Bye.
What I will say, Nathan, is one of the most exciting things about this festival, this gaming festival by Insomnia, is that it's going to have tournaments, virtual reality tournaments like Fortnite and FIFA right across the weekend.
Yes.
So that'll be cool if people want to go and take part in that.
If you're going to do the FIFA tournament, I recommend Real Madrid. Pacey wingers and strikers.
Have they done you well in the past?
They have.
And if I'm going to recommend, the only thing I know about Fortnite is do the hype. Oh, what's the other one? The floss. My nieces are mad into all the dances
over my head.
YouTube on the telly, and they're doing all the dances. I'm sure there's a lot of people screaming at their radios now, like, yeah, me too. Hashtag relatable. Insomnia Gaming Festival. We'll do it again tomorrow.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
How are you feeling?
Stressed.
Did you study?
No.
Let's do it. Called Nathan Knows Nothing. We gave Nathan a topic. He had an ad break and two songs to study. Today's topic was Big Brother Australia. How
it's
are you feeling?
Very difficult. See, I'm a big fan of the UK Big Brother version, but the Australian one, I don't know. There was just so many series to try and study. There was a lot of facts being thrown at me. I would have preferred it if it was just, we're going to be asking you questions about season 2 or 3.
Okay.
But look,
I'll take that down for next time.
You have 3 questions for me. If I get 2 correct, I'm going to win.
Yeah, multiple choice. I need you to close your study page down.
Yeah, I have the sheets away.
Okay, all right, here we go. Ready for question 1?
Let's do it.
Which TV network did Big Brother Australia first air on? A, 7 Network. B, the 9 Network. Or C, the 10 Network?
I don't know.
Take a stab in the dark. A, B, or C. Was it on Channel 7, 9, or 10?
I'm going to go with 9.
You going locking in 9?
Yeah. Oh, is it 7?
10.
No! God!
How many days did season 10 last for? Was it A, 99 days, B, 100 days, or C, 101 days?
I don't know. Give me the options again.
99, 100, 101.
What season?
Season 10.
Can I go with 100?
You're locking in B, 100 days.
Yeah. No!
Oh, no.
It was 101 days.
Oh, I was so close.
So for pride, will we play for the last question?
Yeah.
Who hosted season 8 of Big Brother? A, Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle and Jackie O.
B, Gretel Colleen.
Kyle and Jackie O.
C, Sonia Kruger.
It's Kyle and Jackie O.
You're locking in Kyle and Jack.
Yeah.
For pride.
Thank
he's
you!
He's done it. Nathan knows nothing, but he knows...
And I'm proud.
...nothing about a Big Brother Australia. Well done, mate.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Oh, this is a treat, Nick.
I'm very scared. Every day is scary when I have to choose the news because it's Graham's baby.
Don't fear it. Come
on. You're going to report back to him.
I need energy from you. Hit the button.
It's time. It's news and news.
I need you to be a bit quicker. I need you to be on that a bit more.
Am I not getting it right?
I think you're missing the beat.
Where would you do it?
Time to choose the news. here we go. Okay. Nick, you have three news stories, and I choose one of them to hear the full story from. What do you have for me?
Here come the headlines. Bono seems to be the hardest word. It's like the song, Bono seems to be the hardest word. Right?
Oh, I like that.
Let's not do that again. headline two, it's my party, and I'll cancel it if I want to.
Ah, okay.
Like the song, it's my party.
Oh, no. Are they all singing ones?
The last one's not. Man, stuck in wire.
Is that a song?
Nah.
Man, I feel stuck in wire.
Yeah, very good.
I'll hear the third one, please.
Oh, great. This is a good story, right? I really like this one. So, you know how Hear It Spin, we're known for comprehensive news bulletins. We're known for being first for news, right?
And they're quick and they're snappy.
We have a news department, and this is a prime example of when we can put our news guys to work. We're going to cross live now to Wendy. Wendy is our news correspondent in Minnesota, America. She's at the scene right now as we speak of a telephone pole in Minnesota where a 20-year-old man named Mason,
yeah,
he's attempted to base jump from the top of it.
Oh my God, don't do it. Mason.
It's 90 meters high. Mason's jumped off. His parachute got caught. He's stuck 87 meters above the ground. He actually had to call the 911 on himself and say, guys, come and save me. I'm stuck 87 meters in the ground. So let's go over to Wendy. Wendy, come in.
You can actually still see Mason Bart's parachute up there tangled in one of those support wires. We actually talked to Mason today, and he has a message for the first responders who saved his life.
And I'd just like to say thanks to everybody who was there and helped me. Without them, I might not be here today.
Thanks, Wendy. Cheers.
Can I ask Wendy a question?
Yeah, go for it.
Wendy, when did you hear about this news story?
I first heard about this news story when my news director told me to get out to the telephone pole.
And Wendy, is he okay now, Mason?
We seem to have lost Wendy's connection.
Oh.
Mason was fine. He was brought to the ground.
All right.
What'd you think?
It's great to hear from Wendy.
Yeah. She doesn't get much action choose the news, but we made use of it today.
Thank you.
Man, thanks for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.